Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, 7 after the hour, that's the normal way that I get things started here on the DJV program every day, every hour. It's not monotonous, though. I think it kind of sets a good tone, ladies, don't you think? Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Doesn't it sort of, it separates us from the rest of the riffraff. That's what it does, as much as anything else. And there are a number of things that separate us from the rest of the riffraff. Depending on how you define riffraff, this is radio at its finest, info central, and as much a good time as you can have. Not many people are laughing today, though, because there are three people who have joined the folks. Remember, Limbaugh used to refer to it coldly as assuming room temperature, but these are all three men who were important in the acting field, different times and different ways for different reasons. The passing of Sidney Poitier, I think he was 94 or something, wasn't he? Something,
yes.
He had a good long life. And was someone who broke all kinds of barriers. Bob Saget has died at the age of 65, somebody who really most everybody liked him in the various incarnations of shows that he was in. And then the passing of Dwayne Hickman, who was Dobie Gillis, died at the age of 87. He was in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, The Many Lives of Dobie Gillis, one of the shows. He was in MASH and Maude and a lot of, he was a really well-known and familiar. When you look at his face, you recognize it. So I guess we start with what people remember the first time you saw, Jennifer, a movie that had Sidney Poitier in it. How many movies do you think you've seen that had him in it?
And, I don't know. My memory with him is a little bit more personal because I've seen, I mean, obviously people have seen his film credits. He had so many. When he passed away on Friday, I went through and I was looking at just how many things he did, and he made such contribution. But the reason I think of him probably in a more personal way is years ago, my mom won Teacher of the Year, and it was a big to-do. She got nominated by one of her
in
students.
In Los Angeles,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and it was a really big deal. They had a big event at the Music Center, which, if you've ever been to L.A., is a big venue where they do a lot of performances. And Sidney Poitier was actually the person who gave her the award.
Wow.
So it was really neat. We got to meet him after and before, and he was very kind. And just the fact that someone of his stature was giving my mom this award, it was a big deal for her, especially because, you know, she was an English teacher, and that's what she actually won the award for, but she was also a drama teacher, so it was a pretty cool day all around, and so that's why he sticks out in my memory as someone pretty important.
And what about you, Victoria? Are you a fan of Sidney Poitier's? And most everybody, no matter what their age, I think, has seen something, whether it was the groundbreaking material. He was in a lot of sort of action flicks later in his career. I remember he did a movie with Robert Redford, but he was with everybody sort of, they didn't bow down to him, but there was a lot of focus on him because he was involved. He started acting about the same time, the 64, the version in 64 of Black Lives Matter was prominent in the cultural affairs and political affairs of our country. So you have any thoughts, memories, anything that
I've
sticks
seen him
out?
In things like, I don't know that Yeah, I don't know that I've seen an entire movie, like an older movie with him in it, but I've certainly, he was very recognizable. I knew his history, and my mom was a fan. My grandmother was a fan. So, I mean, yeah, I was very aware of him. I knew he was probably in his 90s. I hadn't really, you know, heard anything much about him recently until he passed, but certainly had an impact on, you know, on changing Hollywood and being the first black actor to ever win an Oscar. I mean, there are so many things that he accomplished that have really inspired a lot of other people. So that's, you know, and like with Saget, that was just, oh my God, that was the most shocking thing to me. He's only 65, and I had just seen his last tweet, which was right after a comedy show that he had done on Saturday night, and how much fun he was having, he was talking about, and, you know, selling tickets for his tour this year. And then, I mean, he was like my TV dad, so that was just really personal and just felt
that's
like...
So
because
young.
Of Full House, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think, and also his age is, you know, at 94,
yeah, 65.
You expect getting an announcement like that at some point, but when you're 65, that's
he
really
became very heavy the last 10, 15 years, heavier than he was when he was...
I think it
know,
was his weight. I mean, I don't
know.
With
age, that comes...
With age that comes.
But, I mean, he didn't look like... I mean, he wasn't completely out of shape.
No, he wasn't. He was just heavier. Yeah.
Yeah, he was heavier than he was when... What was he, in his 30s when he did Full House?
Yes.
Yeah, he was super skinny back then.
Yes.
But I don't know that it's that, but yeah.
And he did so many things. There's Full House. There was America's Funniest Home Videos. How many people remember watching those?
Yeah.
And he just... It was amazing. It was astounding.
Yeah, well, it's the putting of all these together with some others. Let's listen to this tribute that was done for Sidney Poitier.
Actor, director, Hollywood legend, Sidney Poitier. Sidney Poitier was a trailblazer for black actors in Hollywood. Classic films like Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, In the Heat of the Night, and Lilies of the Field, which earned him the Best Actor Oscar in 1963, the first for a black actor, changing Hollywood forever. Born prematurely in the Bahamas, he overcame poverty and a thick accent to make his way to New York to try acting. His persistence led to Broadway and later Hollywood. Refusing to take roles he found demeaning or against his values led to a body of work that not only made him a star, but struck a chord during the Civil Rights Movement.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
In the 70s, he became a director, while his acting earned him Emmy nominations for playing Justice Thurgood Marshall and Nelson Mandela. When awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2009, President Obama said,
Sidney Poitier does not make movies, he makes milestones. Milestones of artistic excellence.
We remember actor, activist, and Hollywood icon, Sidney Poitier.
Look at the list of other people who have died, though, over the weekend. Michael Lang, who is a co-creator of Woodstock, he passed away at the age of 77.
I didn't know he was ill. Remember all last year there was supposed to be the next Woodstock, and then it just they lost the permits, and it was a whole big thing. But he was running that. I had no idea that he was ill. I don't think it was widely known.
No. And Marilyn Bergman, who was a composer, she was 93. She wrote the song The Way We Were, How Do You Keep the Music Playing, and lots and lots and lots of other songs. All these people, they're pretty, I was in Los Angeles over the weekend. Most all of these people were there and passing away. It fills up, especially in a company town like that, it just fills up the news. She had COVID, by the way. Well, no, but she respiratory failure, but not related to COVID. But a lot of people who had respiratory problems, she and her husband were married in the 50s. So there's somebody else. It's, you know,
I think they composed
the
together.
The husband and wife. Alan Bergman
duo.
They did. Collaborated on words and music in the Ballroom, which is a Broadway show in the 70s. But then the highlights included It Might Be You, Stephen Bishop. Remember that? That's a great song, actually, from Tootsie. Noel Harrison's The Windmills of Your Mind, another big hit. I remember playing that as a disc jockey, as a matter of fact, from the Thomas Crown Affair, the first version of it. And
I know that from the second version with Pierce Brosnan, Sting covered that song, which was great. It was a really good version of it.
Yeah, right.
I mean, this couple, talk about a powerhouse. Wow. And then even, I mean, anybody who touches The Way We Were, right? Like, that's a song that everyone has covered. Everyone loves it. That's a pretty incredible song.
Sinead O'Connor's son has been found dead. I didn't know she was ever married or even had children.
She has 4 kids, yeah.
Does she?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And was she close to them?
Apparently, she's. I mean, look, Sinead O'Connor, as you know, it's not a secret. She suffers from a lot of different mental illness, and I think her son unfortunately inherited that from her, and he had been on suicide watch. Then he went missing, and that's the big controversy: is how did he escape from this hospital facility where he was staying? So there are a lot of unanswered questions, but it's just a very tragic ending.
All right, so we have this tribute also for those who want to remember or may have forgotten some of the things in Bob Saget's career. Here's a tribute to him.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Saget.
Beloved comedian and TV star, Bob Saget. For most of the early 80s, Philadelphia native Bob Saget was a stand-up comedian with a degree in film. But when he was cast as the wholesome Danny Tanner on Full House in 1987, he became a household name.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
He extended his family-friendly image when he hosted a second hit show, America's Funniest Home Videos, spending a few years doing both at the same time.
This is very exciting. I'm very excited. I'm incredibly excited. Have I mentioned that I'm excited?
But his fans learned through his live shows and his hilarious comedy roast appearances, his stand-up was anything but kid-friendly.
But I love doing family entertainment. That's my many different sides. I love doing stuff the whole family can watch together.
His success continued on the road, in live specials, and even off-camera, spending 9 seasons as the narrator of another hit, How I Met Your Mother. We remember. Actor, comedian, TV icon, Bob Saget.
So the list is long. Of those people, the weight of Hollywood has tipped a little bit over the weekend because of the passing of these folks. But when you think about their body of work, these are the kinds of, you know, it sounds corny sometimes to say it, but because of the work that they've done, they'll probably never be forgotten. Certainly the music that came from the Bergmans, the movies that came from Poitier, the television. I'd forgotten that he was the first host of America's Funniest Home Videos.
Forever.
Yeah. And then when did Bergeron get that job? was he the one who followed Saget?
I don't know, but that tells you how long that show's been on, because Saget hosted forever, Bergeron hosted forever, and now is it still Alfonso? Alfonso Ribeiro is still.
Where did he come from?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Prince of Bel-Air.
And before that, Silver Spoons, if you remember, Ricky Schroeder.
Yep. Well, so there you go. And Dobie Gillis, how many people remember this guy, the many loves of Dobie Gillis? He had that Davy face pretty much all of his life. If you look back and then see pictures of him.
Wasn't Gilligan in Dobie Gillis?
Gilligan, what do you mean? Was he in Gilligan?
Bob Denver. Yeah, wasn't he at Dobie Gillis?
You know, I don't remember, actually.
Maynard G. Krebs.
Was he? Yeah, Maynard Krebs. Yes, you're right, Phil. Thank you. Yep. And then there's an interview with Michael J. Fox over the weekend. He was asked about, you know, his relationship. I think he had friendship with Saget, and then he was talking about his not being afraid of death. You know, he's been suffering from sort of a quasi Parkinson's for a long time. And he says, is the way, you know, it is the way it is. But I'm looking at a picture of Hickman in his later years. He always looked like pretty good help and good health. So, Saving Gilligan's Island. That was another one as the, you know, the next round of Gilligan's Island. So we think about those folks here at 19 after the hour.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb. It's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trending items. Not that we haven't touched on all of them or many of them already with the passing of all these actors and famous people from Hollywood who have been a part of the entertainment industry. But we move on into something. We turn the clock or we turn the situation around. Instead of talking about people who are dying, we talk about people who are being born. And we'll get to the first one on that list right after this.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to tap into human emotion, first with some music. Then in a serious tone, I'll say, save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. And even though it was about saving money with Progressive, we'll fade out the music so you know it was poignant. Wow. Powerful stuff. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
70% of the Fortune 100 choose Zoom. With phone, chat, workspaces, apps, events, and video in a single platform, Zoom powers all your communications. Large enterprises, small businesses, and individuals use the secure Zoom platform to enable new ways of working, learning, hosting events, and supporting their customers. And now you can save 15% on meetings, chat, and phone with the Zoom United bundle. Visit zoom.com/bundle. Zoom, how the world connects.
All right, so let's turn the tide or turn the focus here, Jay, around from all the people who have passed to newborns. And Ashley Graham is first on that list with twins.
Yeah, can you believe it? She has an almost 2-year-old and just gave birth to her second and third babies. Twins.
Good for her.
That's a lot.
She's a crazy person. That gives me, like, anxiety just thinking about that.
Mm-hmm. 3 kids under the age of 2.
Woo. And she did a home birth. Can you imagine that?
Mm-mm.
Twins and a home birth.
When I saw how large her stomach got, I was like, oh, God.
Well, she's a big woman anyway. So did they know there were twins? They must have known there were twins.
Yeah, she knew that she was having twins from a while back. It was a surprise, though. It was not like a planned thing. So, yeah, it's a lot.
You mean it wasn't? Was it IV?
No.
No.
I don't believe so, because she was very surprised that they had twins when she made the announcement.
She didn't know she was having twins. When did they make the announcement? You mean just after the baby?
I don't know, 6 months ago, 8 months ago,
okay.
Whenever.
All right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that was when they found out. And she's been really vocal on social media about pregnancy, and she's been showing her body and her changing body as the babies have been growing and her stomach's been growing, and also talking about some of the other things, kind of what she calls the uglier side that people don't talk about. So she's not just a
like
model,
what
she's
would
a body
that be?
Positive activist.
What is
it? Well, one of the comments she had made when she had her first child was, I didn't realize when I had a baby that I would be changing his diapers and my diapers. She talks about, she shows her stretch marks. She's just kind of like, everybody should be talking about this stuff, not just the fun, oh, there's a baby, all pretty. Like, you should talk about the messy parts, too,
think
and that's
been,
what she did.
Yeah, I think we've found that out a little bit in our family. But wait a minute, hold on a second. I'm surprised, Victoria's probably up on this. I'm not. Body positive activists? That sounds like new lingo. That's not a term I'm familiar with, but why are you laughing?
It's been around for a while. Yeah, and Ashley Graham certainly, I would say, is probably a
trailblazer. What would have been the term before this politically correct, because that's really what it sounds like. So what was the term before for people who were larger, the large models that were always disgraced and they weren't? They should have been on the front cover of the magazines, but they weren't. So I'll have to do a little research into that. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. In 2021, the Avalon XSE Hybrid Nightshade Edition joined the Avalon family. And for 2022, Avalon will feature six configurations across its hybrid V6 powertrains. Configurations include the XLE, Limited, Touring, XLE Hybrid, XSE, XSE Hybrid, Nightshade, and Limited Hybrid. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A major fire in a residential apartment building in the Bronx, New York City on Sunday left 19 people dead, including 9 children, in what Mayor Eric Adams described as one of the worst fires in the city's history. Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro.
Thank you, Mayor. And let me just say that my entire department mourns along with the families here today and our entire city. We're all about saving lives, and the loss of one life is sad for us, much less 19 lives.
A faulty space heater is to blame for starting the fire. Chicago Public Schools canceled classes for a fourth day in a row as Mayor Lori Lightfoot and the Chicago Teachers Union continued negotiating on potential reopening of city schools. Lightfoot accused the Teachers Union of abandoning kids and their families. The Chicago Teachers Union tweeted, "The union wants to reassure parents and guardians of Chicagoans that we will remain at the bargaining table until we reach an agreement." USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Iran has placed sanctions on 52 Americans and has warned America of attack from within our borders. National security and military analyst Dr. Rebecca Grant on Fox News says if Iranian operatives are in this country, they probably got in through our open southern border.
On Iran, we also have talks going on getting back to that old 2015 nuclear deal. This is round 8 of those talks. They're not going well because Iran refuses to reverse the violations in storing its nuclear material. So the question is Iran plotting to do more? Remember the new head of the Republican Guards there, the Revolutionary Guards, is threatening. And they have tried attacks in U.S. soil, cyber attacks and shutting down a dam. My point here is, hey, we've got to be on the watch for Iran's mischief. And with 45 different nationalities apprehended along the southern border, you got to keep an eye on that as well.
Florida man Garrett Smith with Antifa gear was arrested Friday after running away from a protest in support of a January 6th rioter, Jeremy Brown. Smith was found to have a pipe bomb device in his backpack. Pinellas County Sheriff Galtieri.
Brown's arrest and incarceration has certain groups upset, and they have posted their opposition to Brown being held in jail on various, various social media sites. These groups claim that Brown is a political prisoner.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, President of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are, 34 after the hour on the DJV Monday program. Looks like it's the 10th of January, so we're one-third, believe this or not, one-third.
Did you knock this off?
One-third.
Oh, yeah, I ignore him now.
One-third of the way through the month of January. We can all identify with the cold, lousy weather, although the weather in California this weekend was very nice, as opposed to last week when I was there and the weather was awful, but a lot of needed rain. And so that's
a
good thing.
The reason I say please stop with Doug is that he has this habit, if you're new to the program, he has this habit of just rushing us forward in our lives. Instead of just saying, seize the day, it's January 10th.
No, well, I think, seize the day is good, too, right.
We're already a third of the way through the month. I mean, I just took down Christmas. Should I bring it back out again? Are we
ready for Christmas already? Yeah.
Just leave it up. Have a year-round tree.
That's it. Sooner or later.
Don't think I didn't think about that, Jay. I was so tempted. I was like, this thing is gigantic, but maybe I should just leave it up all year round.
Mm-hmm. There you go. This is one of those things. When I saw this, I'm a member of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters because of the the weekly program I do called The American Family Farmer and our podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Who knew there was an Alaska fish radio? But there was, so there is. And a lady who's been on the air there for 33 years. I know because we have, but this is within the sound of my voice, we have, I think, three, maybe four radio stations that carry this program up in Alaska. So Dillingham, Alaska's Alaska Fish Radio Station. Lainey Wilch has retired from being there for 33 years. She does the Alaska Fisheries Report, pretty much the same as the farm reporters do all the info on how much this commodity is worth or what the soybean price is, et cetera, et cetera. So I just saw that and thought, all right. And the guy who was the voice of the Browns for 50 years, Cleveland Browns, has retired as well. So we have these endings. I'm trying to cap the endings with beginnings. And looking around at what there is in New York, for example, the fire. This is something at this time of year, as things get cold, and they're really cold. When I got off the plane last night at the airport, it's 40 degrees. It's 14 degrees here now. I'm not going to get much warmer than that today. So in New York or any of these big cities, and it could happen in a smaller town as well, where there's an old building, the wiring's old, people use these space heaters. There are several things that can come of that. One of them is asphyxiation because of the fumes that come from a certain type of space heater, the ones that are heated by kerosene, that sort of thing. That's dangerous. And then there are the plug-in ones. So whereabouts in New York, Victoria, was this fire?
It was up in the Bronx, and it's just it's really tragic. And it was a space heater and then that caught fire, and then the one main fire door that should have been closed to contain it was open, yeah. And then it just spread, and there were children who died, 19 people in total. It was just, it's just heartbreaking. And these old buildings, I lived not up in the Bronx, but I've lived in a lot of these same types of buildings. And, you know, a lot of times you have like a heat pipe that kind of, you know, a water pipe that goes through the apartment. And yeah. Then that's connected to a radiator, and that's your only source of heat. So it can get pretty cold. So I understand fully the need for a space heater. I certainly had one at one point or another living in the city. And it's, of course, I would always have to turn it off at night because I heard my mother's voice, you know, that they always catch on fire. Well, you know, they do a lot.
We used to have them in the we used to use them in the barn. Actually, we still have a couple. We don't use them year round, but when the weather gets cold, to keep some of the pipes from freezing before we turn them off. Sometimes we have used those, but they are very dangerous. The old ones are. The newer ones are not so much, depending on what the wiring is like, if it accepts it. You know, a lot of the older buildings don't have breakers, and the breakers are what normally save you if under the new circumstance. The old way was putting fuses in the little round. Probably nobody, none of the three of you even know what a round screw-in fuse looks like. Do you? Have you ever seen?
No.
No. Okay. Well, in the,
I know what an outlet looks like and a bill. That's about it.
Same. Same.
See where we're going, folks? Down. Right downhill in American culture because you don't know what a screw-in fuse is. At any rate, they have. I remember when people, this is how stupid some people were, the fuse would blow because there was too much of a load on the wiring. So instead of fixing the problem, they'd put a penny into the space, and then they'd screw the fuse back in. And, you know, you can feel if you go to a panel, electric panel, that now has most everybody's house has breakers in it. If there's a problem, you can feel normally it's like 20 or 30 amps. Those are the standards in most houses. Sometimes businesses have up to, I mean, if it's a shop that needs more power, they've wired it in that way, and they have 50 amp breakers, but that's not often. And if there's a problem, the breaker just snaps off, and that's the end of it for the most part. But if you're in an older house that hasn't been converted, and my house is 100 years old, but all of the wiring has been converted. I changed some of it when I moved in here. And then but the panels there are, we broke down. There are four different panels. And they have the main breaker, but then you have feeds off of it. And that helps to keep in an old house, it helps to kind of spread, if you will, the power around. But there's nothing to mess with. Nothing. I'll take lots of chances, but I won't take any chances with electricity. I won't take any chances with stuff like that. You can't have a family, or even if you're by yourself you know, there's some of that stuff. Some people live by themselves and they have nobody else. And so if you're taking chances, unless you're suicidal, not a smart thing to do. And especially this week is going to be very cold over much of the eastern part of the country. What's temperature in New Jersey right now, Victoria? What do you have there?
I don't know. I don't have it up in front of me.
After
but it's
a
cold.
Big, yeah, after a snowstorm, there was a heck of a storm that blew through here. Yeah, well, that's not too bad. There's a heck of a snowstorm that blew through here. A lot of winds and the rain and the accidents everywhere because of the sleet and freezing rain. And when the rain hits, even if it's coming down, the thing was that the I'm putting on my meteorological hat now. If you look around at what was going on this weekend over, there's a huge swath. Phil, what's temperature in Washington? You had more snow down there than I think almost anybody else did.
It's 33 degrees right now.
33, okay. So what will happen is it'll start getting, after big snowstorms, it gets cold and stays that way sometimes for a few days. It's supposed to stay, let's see, in the 20s probably for, it's down to 12 degrees here now. It's supposed to go up into the upper 20s, near 30, to near freezing today here. But then tomorrow the high will be 17. So you get, that's one of the reasons I like being in California at this time of year. All right, speaking of California, this is a weird thing. There was a train. This hadn't happened when you and I had breakfast yesterday. I think it would happen later in the day. The train crashes into the plane. Now, that's a very hard visual to come up with.
And it's all over because of apps like Citizen. You know, everybody has cell phone videos. Everybody has ways to document certain crimes. In fact, sometimes people get probably annoyed by all of the Citizen alerts that you get. So one went off for me locally in L.A. in the San Fernando Valley, just outside of Sylmar. There are a lot of little airports that people can take their small planes out. And this guy was out, one-seater basically. And he, I don't know what caused the plane crash, but he crashes into the ground. Responders are on the scene. They realize that they're not going to be able to coordinate with the train that is scheduled. This guy literally crashes on a train track. They pull him out. And I'm not kidding. Within seconds. And they pull him out and a train comes and just smashes his crash plane. It is insane. It was captured by these people through the Citizen app. And I don't know. It's... You want to talk about
movie
having
time.
A plane crash and get hit by a train?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I would stay out of cars or out of harm's way for a little while. Yeah.
Not your day. Well, at least he got out, though. That's the thing.
He did, but, in the nick of time.
But the video does look like a movie, doesn't it? I mean,
you look
at that kind of stuff. That'll end up in the plot of some movie here and there. Speaking of movies, the Golden Globes, there were no stars. Who even did
there
you
was
have a
nothing.
List of who won?
What? Yeah, we've got
the
a list of who
were announced
won.
On social media, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's about it.
Yep, it wasn't even streaming anywhere. There was just nothing.
See,
so
I think that's overboard. I understand NBC wanted to be a little sensitive because the people that run the Golden Globes, what is it, the International Press
Society?
Well,
even the stars were boycotting, though.
Yeah,
they didn't have anybody to show
either.
Up. And here's the bummer. I mean, just selfishly, of all the award shows, the Golden Globes are typically the ones I like most because TV and
lots
movies.
Lots of everybody.
Everybody's having fun. They're all drinking, and it gets a little loosey-goosey, and it's fun. And it's more fun than watching the Academy Awards, I think. So
I don't think the Academy Awards are fun at all anymore. None of these things are fun anymore. There's no red carpet. No Amy Poehler, no pre-shows, none of that stuff. Tina Fey, the Hollywood, they didn't get the message? Is that it? Because last year this was the thing. So they haven't changed their evil ways according to actors and actresses who didn't want to participate in this?
I don't know. I think NBC pulled the plug a while ago, and so I don't know. They basically, NBC's statement was, this is a big undertaking. This isn't something that can just get improved overnight. So they said that they were going to give enough time to the Hollywood Foreign Press to get their act together, basically. And if they do, and then and it looks like it's a different landscape next year, it'll probably be back on TV.
So The Power of the Dog won the best drama. I saw that. I didn't like it at all, but at least I went to see it. And I was listening to Fresh Air with Terry Gross in the car over the weekend, and she had interviewed who's the female star that everybody knows her name? Come on, help me, ladies. Who's the
you can give us a clue.
I know.
Was
just
it,
one.
Brett, is it Brett? Not
what
Brett.
Is she in?
Oh, she's been in lots of stuff. She's in.
Is she
always
in the Year of the Dog?
Yeah, yeah. She's the female lead in the Year of the Dog, and her husband is one of the male leads. Plays the brother to Cumberbund's character. I don't know the movie at all, so I don't know.
But it won. Yeah,
Brie Larson, is that who it is?
Oh, there you go.
Is it Brie Larson?
That's a name of an actress. I'm looking up.
Yeah, she's a great actress.
Yeah.
Well, there's a woman named Cody Smith McPhee who won supporting actor in. Oh no, I guess that's a guy. That was also from The Power of the Dog, so he won supporting
actor.
And
the director, best director too.
It looks like it's Year of the Dog. It's called Year of the Dog.
Yes. Yeah. Power of the Dog. No, Power of the Dog.
Power, my bad.
Year of the Dog is from 2017.
Molly Shannon. Yeah. That's what I pulled up.
I know, like Molly Shannon.
Power of the Dog. Sorry. West Side Story won, even though nobody's going
Kirsten
Dunst. That's it. Yeah, exactly. We're going to come up with Breed and Larson. Anyway, so she was good in it. She was a likable character. And her husband in real life played her husband in that movie. And she was telling Terry Gross about their life, how they met, and that sort of thing. That was kind of a sweet. She sounded very sweet, actually, and like quite a good actor. I've seen Nicole Kidman was up
she
for
won.
Being the Ricardo. She should have won. That was
she
very.
She did win.
She,
yep.
She was really good. Yeah. Except I think that J.K. Timmons should have won also, as well as Fred Mertz. He was so good.
He was very good. Yep. He was very
good. I
thought
he was actually even better than Nicole Kidman.
Well, how about that? 48 past the hour.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to have someone else say it. Because for some reason, when a random person talks about how great something is in a commercial, it's more believable.
I saved with a Progressive home and auto bundle.
And there you have it. I mean, I'm not sure why she's more believable than me, but either way, you get the point about the saving. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. While there is much to be done to fulfill Dr. King's dream of a beloved community, AmeriCorps remains committed to showing that service can help unite Americans of different backgrounds and experiences while meeting the urgent needs in our communities. AmeriCorps CEO Michael D. Smith has more.
The commemoration of the Martin Luther King Day of Service is a call to act on Dr. King's legacy of social justice and equity by coming together. Through service, we can break down the barriers that divide us, strengthen ties to one another and our community, while we meet the needs of our neighbors and our nation.
Even in times of great challenges, AmeriCorps has helped bring people together and bridge the deepest divides we face.
Dr. King said that everybody can be great because everybody can serve, and service to one another puts his words into action.
To learn more and find in-person and virtual volunteer opportunities on MLK Day, visit AmeriCorps.gov/MLK Day.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, here we are at 53 after the hour this Monday. Time for Tech Talk. It's Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen. Mostly Doug says, hey, Victoria, what's the story? So I guess I'll start that way. Is it fact or is it fiction that the IRS is tracking payments to you over $600 if you're on PayPal or Venmo? True or false, Victoria?
So here's the, this is one of these things that I saw all weekend long on social media, and the amount of misinformation is astounding. And I got into it with a few people on Instagram. I'm like, you're just lying. This is just not true. And then it's all political, it's all politically motivated. It's very obvious where these accounts are coming from and, you know, what side of the aisle they're on. It's just, it's insanity. So here's what's actually happening. A lot of people are talking about PayPal and Zelle, which is a payment app that Chase Bank uses, Cash App, Venmo, things like that. So will you have to pay tax on these transactions over $600? Yes, because you've had to pay tax on things over $600 for 40 years. So this is not new. This is nothing new. This is not a new tax law. This is a new reporting law. This is a way for the IRS to actually try to catch up with technology, because the laws haven't changed, and if you make more than $600, you get a 1099, or then and you're going to get that from all of these apps. Or if you work for a company, the first $600 that you make is up to $599, you don't have to report to the IRS. But if you work for a company or you do a side hustle or you're your own boss, anything over $600 gets reported anyway. So there's nothing new here except a lot of fear-mongering. So here's what you will get. You're going to get a 1099-K. That's going to be going forward. Oh, also, here's another thing that people are freaking out about. This does not apply to 2021 taxes. You don't even need to worry about this until next year. It's only going to apply for the 2022 return, which you won't do until a year from April. So that's another thing that was misinformation all over social media. So now, if you're paying a friend back for dinner out, that's not taxable. None of the things that, you know, gifts, favors, reimbursements, none of that is taxable. So people freaking out about, like, oh, the IRS is up in my personal business here, they're not. These are separate
business
accounts.
Well, they are, but not this way. They're up in your
this
personal
is separate.
Business.
Well, yeah. I mean, we live in a society where we pay taxes. I don't know why people act surprised that we have to pay taxes, but
Well, it's the way it's done, Victoria, I think. I understand how people get upset, but although this is, it always does become everything political, and that's
But this is nothing new, except you just have to pay attention a year and a half from now. So people freaking out, like if you, this is a conversation a lot of people are having right now. So you can rest assured, you're not, if you pay your half of your utilities with a roommate, none of that is taxable. If you sell something on Facebook Marketplace, let's say, you buy a sofa, you sell it for $500, you sell it for $200 a couple of years later, you sold it at a loss. And even though they pay you on PayPal or one of these other apps, you do not have to pay tax on that. So there's a lot of misinformation out there, but do some research and don't just, you know, take whatever Facebook posts say.
Well, what it really points out is how crazy the tax system is and how we ought to simplify it by doing something like a national sales tax. That's what this sort of thing brings to the surface in huge, screaming ways. In a moment, what happens when you get an AirTag stuck into your coat pocket after this?
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
All right, so what's the scoop here with this model?
A Sports Illustrated swimsuit model named Brooks Nader went public over the weekend with her story about being stalked by a stranger who dropped an Apple AirTag tracker into her coat pocket and followed her around the streets of New York for 5 hours. And her iPhone alerted her to the fact that there was something following her that didn't belong to her. And that's the only way she eventually realized that someone had been following her and was stalking her. Thankfully, she stayed in public areas and was not in personal danger because she found the AirTag. But ladies, wow. This is a PSA from her and from me. Check your phone. Make sure nothing is in your car or in your bag or on your coat.
What a sick time we have to worry about things like
yep.
that. Good God. All right, thanks for the update, Victoria. 59 past the hour on the DJV Monday.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.